Okay, well, moving on, the Disabilities Minister says she's considering funding private assessments for children with special needs stuck on waiting lists. The government made the concession after a proposal from the Labour Party. It's also after a 12-year-old girl from Tipperary travelled to Leinster House once a week since January as part of a campaign for better services for children with special needs. And Onó Cathanna of Raidáil na Gaeltachta, summarise this issue, please, and indeed the debate in the Dáil earlier. We heard lots of different personal stories.
Absolutely. There was a number of stories mentioned today. As you say there, not only the campaigner who's been travelling to the Dáil once a week, but it all, I think, and I'm sure Eoin will speak to this as well, about a private member's motion that was proposed by the Labour Party, which would, just to summarise, basically, if children were waiting too long to be assessed or to be seen by senior consultants, etc., waiting longer than 3 months, that they would be able to, if possible, to go to a private, through the private healthcare system and then be reimbursed by the state. Again, this was discussed and it was put to Anne Rabbitt, who is the Minister for State with particular responsibility in this regard. And in what was, I think, something that's very rarely seen, an opposition motion was taken on board, and it seemed that Anne Rabbitt agreed to take this, to implement it. I think now there's some criteria that goes with it. I understand that there's 6 regional teams that are to be appointed, and if these aren't appointed by the 1st of August is the deadline that's been set by the Minister herself, that they will then look at providing reimbursements looking to see if there's budget, if there's funding to be made available in the budget. But then it was discussed then as well in leaders' questions, and it seems that there's a few more questions outstanding about how feasible it might be to implement it. Leo Varadkar spoke about, again, capacity and to make sure that the resources are there, are available. But it does seem that the government is open to taking what seems to be a good idea on board.
Funding the private sector.
Allowing for parents to get reimbursements from the state if they're forced to go through the private sector to get assessments for their children.
Minister of State Anne Rabbitt, she is known for being rather forthright in the House and in interviews. From your sense, from talking to those in the House today, is there any sense this may have been a solo run?
I'm not sure if it was a solo run. I think Anne Rabbitt is very characteristic in her very frank manner, let's say. And I don't think she shies away from debate, nor does she shy away from sharing her honest opinion about things, even when that might come to the frustration of her government colleagues or indeed the HSC. It was interesting, Alan Kelly was speaking in the Dáil right before leaders' questions, and he spoke about how he had gotten in touch with the HSC proposing this and had gotten a response from a civil servant to say that it wouldn't be possible. So I guess his argument was that it's still being blocked from within. So perhaps Anne Rabbitt might have gone a little bit over her skis here. It's certainly not policy, but I think there's definitely an openness towards taking this and implementing it. And I think that's something that a lot of people who follow politics, I mean, who get frustrated by the constant shearers and ear back and forth in debate, might welcome to see, you know, a bit of harmony.
And it is a rather serious issue as well, away from the politics, children who need those assessments as well, and the difference between getting it and
Absolutely. Not
getting it can make a huge difference. And Eoin O'Riordan, tell us more why your party felt necessary to bring forward this motion.
Well, look, I think all of us, regardless of our political parties, are dealing with families all the time who have problems in this space. The waiting lists for assessments of needs are cruel in their length, and then other interventions. I remember from my time as a teacher where we used to have to go cap in hand to St Vincent de Paul to get psychological assessments paid for in my school, and Citibank and other financial institutions to pay for things that really families couldn't afford. So look, I want to really thank government, because there was a moment today where there was actually a physical round of applause from the Labour deputies for what the minister said. And I thought what she said did have the cover of Roderick O'Gorman, in fairness. I felt they were working in tandem today in what they said. And just to explain to to those listening, that if there is a delay of more than 3 months for an assessment of need, that an imperfect solution is that the state will pay for a private assessment. That's not perfect. You want, you know, the system to work better, and you never want to have to go to do this. But what she said is she wants to set up 6 regional assessment teams around the country that would do this job. But if they're not doing it properly by the 1st of August, she will go to government and seek budget approval for doing what the Darmody family actually benefited from. And what the Darmody family in Tipperary have exposed is that they were able to get a private assessment paid for by the state. The HSE are denying that that's policy, as Alan Kelly said today. What we want is for this imperfect solution so that we don't have families waiting 6, 9 longer months to get a pure assessment of need. And I think today, as Owen quite rightly says, was actually politics working well. We get a debate like this every 6 weeks. We get 2 hours every 6 weeks. We've raised autism 3 times now in this period of the Dáil. There are lots of people across every single political party who know the heart of this issue. And if we got a little bit of a win today and we were able to work across party and across government and opposition to get there, well, then I think that reflects well on the Oireachtas.
What of the next steps here, John Cummins? Of course, Anne Rabbitt wants to get those regional hubs in place by the 1st of August. Will she, do you think, or will the government have to pay for those private assessments?
Well, obviously, the first priority is to try and get those regional assessment units in place to try and address the waiting lists that are there. The only thing I would disagree with Aon on is in relation to like when that cross-party support started. It didn't just start today. The reality is the government put a special autism committee in place, which is cross-party. It's chaired by my colleague Micheál Carraghy, and they've been working and engaging with stakeholders over several months in relation to this. They're due to publish a report in mid-June, is my understanding. And, you know, this issue, along with other areas, are going to be contained in that report. So, look, it's important if we are going the route of the private assessments that those pathways to the therapies and supports are put in place in tandem with that. And that's why Minister Rabbitt wants to try and have them contained within the assessment.
What does it say, though, about
the
minister's interaction with the HSC? We see the Irish Examiner today, Minister Rabbitt hitting out at frustratingly slow investment in disability services. And speaking to Sarah McInerney earlier, she said that the funding is in place for these assessments of needs, but yet she still has 10,000 children waiting and she wasn't happy. So it appears the minister is not having much truck with the HSC in progressing this issue.
There is no unwillingness within government. The minister is right.
How do you get the willingness of the HSC to sort this?
The reality is there's 700 vacancies in CDNTs across this country. You know, about 34% is the average vacancy across all the CDNTs. It's more in some areas, it's less in other areas. But these are funded posts. And the reality is it is very difficult to get these specialised staff, not just in Ireland.
To get public staff now, whilst today's motion is meritorious, it will ultimately could lead to funding private assessments and see staff go towards the private sector.
I know the HSE are doing a lot of work in terms of international recruitment and trying to, I suppose, staff up those CDNTs. Everybody wants the same goal in this space because we do all deal with constituents on a daily basis.
Staffing definitely is an issue. We had the new CEO of the HSE in front of the Health Committee today, Bernard Loster, and certainly talking about the 2023 service plan, and he cited that as one of their core difficulties. I hate to strike a note of caution around the work that was done today, because I do commend Labour on their work, and certainly I know Minister Rabbitt is such a committed minister in this area, and I'm a huge fan of her work. However, and there was a lot more in that motion than just the
respite was big.
So there was a complaints process, a review of carers allowance, which I would like to see the means testing removed for that, workforce planning in the summer programme, and a national autism strategy. I think where we're looking at something like the National Treatment Fund, and I noticed in an earlier debate this week, Catherine Connolly, I believe, talked about the impact of the National Treatment Fund, and she remembered it being set up, and it was a very small fund. I think it was 5 million, she said. And now it's vast. It's a vast fund. And we're constantly calling for it to be increased. And there are two issues that I have with that. One is that I am not sure that we actually have the capacity in this country, in the private sector anymore, to deal with the level of autism, you know, diagnosis that we need. Because I am now dealing with people who go and get the funding themselves and actually can't find somebody to do that work for them. And then secondly, the reality is as it's like the HAP conversation, is that as we grow the National Treatment Fund, we're undermining our public funds. We're undermining our public system. And I'm always wary of saying, well, let's do it through the private, because what you'll often have is somebody going to a public hospital, failing to find the service, going back then to the co-located same place and getting that service privately when they have the money to pay.
Well, some parents shared their stories on Liveline earlier. One of those was Lenore, who spoke about her son David.
What I find most difficult is that every single thing is a fight to get speech therapist, to get an occupation therapist. I'm after going through 6 months of fight to get my son the most appropriate school place. Everything is a fight. You have the heartache of having a child that doesn't celebrate birthdays, that doesn't celebrate Christmas. Then on the other side, the services that you have to fight and be their advocate. That alone is just breaking. It shouldn't be for the most vulnerable children of Ireland that we have to fight.
How do you change that, Nasa Harrigan, that lady's story?
Well,
there?
If we stay on the Labour motion, I think the complaints process would be incredibly important. I sat on the Committee for Disability for the last few years, and I have to say the lack of a commissioner, the lack of some kind, the optional protocol isn't in place, the lack of some kind of a complaints process where you can go outside, because at the moment the only people you can complain to is the HSE.
Yeah.
You're complaining to themselves. And the fact that there's no recourse, for those families, there's nobody outside the process that they can go to.
The exhaustion level amongst these families, as has been illustrated there, is huge, and they are dealing with a diagnosis, they're trying to get their heads around, they're trying to learn about it. Meanwhile, they feel they have to go to war with the system to get basic provisions. And the thing about school places is still a problem. Now, the minister did make a change in legislation last year, which was welcome, but it's still a problem. And the humiliation of actually having to be turned down by a local school because your child is autistic is you know, it's life-changing, and it makes you feel as if your child is a second-class citizen.
Yeah, I spoke on this in the Shannadoni last week. I taught in a secondary school. We have 3 ASD classrooms. I'm personally of the view that every single school in this country should have at least 1 ASD unit attached to it. You know, it's not okay for a family with one child to be told you can put your son or daughter in this school, but you can't put your other son and daughter in this school because there's not a place. That's not okay. But I've seen that integration in my own school that I taught in working exceptionally well. It is a really, really, really good model, and we need to continue to increase the number of ASD classrooms across our system. I know Minister Josepha Madigan is fully committed to doing that. We've put significant additional resources into that area. We have a hell of a lot, way more SNAs now employed in our schools to support children with additional needs, and we need to continue to see the progress in that area.
How do you build progress on from today, though? Lots of parents will tell you that the last few years, parents of children with special needs have been particularly difficult after the pandemic.
And it has. It's been exceptionally difficult, and Aon touched on the respite place piece. Yeah. We need to continue to make progress in that area also. I'm dealing with two very difficult cases in Waterford at the moment where, you know, one requires respite, the other requires residential placing, and it's exceptionally traumatic on those families. And, you know, we'll continue to work in government to try and increase the staffing that is needed, and to increase the capital infrastructure to roll out these respite and residential places, because they're so, so needed right across our country.
One very quick point just to make there is that the July provision would be a massive thing that we could do to really help families, particularly in the area of autism. It's very hit and miss who can actually take up July provision because of schools not really being able to kind of share resources, and that's something that we could get you know, we could get better at and do
and
better
to pay
for
the
families.
SNAs properly who actually work in the July period.
But another issue as well is even when the a child gets an assessment, they then have to wait for a child disability network team to meet with those. And there's been a 33% increase in children waiting over 12 months since this time last year to meet one of those teams. So where are the resources going there, Eoin O'Riordan?
Well, look, this is why we've called for a national autism strategy that goes across education, goes across health services, but also goes, I mean, sometimes like families are dealing with firefighting all the time with the immediacy of their need, but they can't think 5 years ahead to the secondary school place or the employment place potentially or the housing need that these young people are going to have into the future. So that's why we have called, and you know, government have listened to what we've said to a degree about the need for, well, as I am, are calling for a national autism empowerment strategy, because this is really tearing families apart, and it's very difficult for them to advocate for their children when they're swamped under the needs that are presenting themselves in their own homes. And then what I think Ivana Batrick hit the nail on the head today feels like institutional hostility when they try to find basic services for their children.
Eoin O'Cahan, before we move on, there was an incident involved. There was an incident in this debate earlier where Duncan Smith was very critical of comments made by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. What are these?
Yes, so that was referring to an interview that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar did with the Irish Examiner, where he was critical, as he often is, of Sinn Féin, and he referred to them to Sinn Féin practicing politics for slow learners. Now, it's understood that this was a reference to Seamus Mallon, the late Seamus Mallon of the SDLP, who described the Good Friday Agreement as Sunningdale for slow learners. But I think, I mean, at the heart of this criticism is, you know, such language, even if it is thrown around, and it's not meant with any, you know, that there's no bitterness or hatred behind it, but it's still these words, these term, this terminology is outdated, can be hurtful, and therefore shouldn't be used, especially coming from the highest office in the state.
Nasa Harrigan, what did you think?
I thought it was unfortunate. I was in the Dáil when he gave that explanation about why he used the term. I remember when the Taoiseach used the phrase people who get up early in the morning, and at the time I was a full-time carer for my own child who has a disability, and I was at home all day working 24 hours a day, I felt like, and I took great offence, and maybe I shouldn't have, but like I did take offence at that idea that, you know, those of us who were in the home weren't working very hard, and I think you have to choose your words carefully these days. It's 24-hour news cycle and you just don't get away with that kind of thing.
John Cummins, should he retract his comments?
Look, I think Eoin gave a good outline of what the intention was. I think everyone on this panel knows that it was a paraphrase of that. But perhaps it is time to retire that phrase from politics.
But
25 years on,
second
from
time
what,
in a fortnight that the Taoiseach has had to clarify something he said to the media. The other commentary being with regards the policing of the incident at Sandwood Street. So the second time in a fortnight, that's not good, is it, Senator Cummins?
Look, I think anyone that knows the Taoiseach knows that he didn't mean to cause any offence here. He did clarify in the Dáil today what the reference was that was cited. But as I said, perhaps it is time, 25 years on from when Seamus Mallon made those comments, to retire that
briefly
phrase.
Briefly, Eoin O'Riordan.
I think Duncan was right. I hope the Taoiseach listens to what Duncan has said. But I think a lot of language in this space is important, and families now want politicians to use terms like autistic people rather than people with autism. And I think it's important for us to tool up when we're talking about sensitive issues.
Lots of people getting in touch about what we've been discussing. The testing fees are very steep with private psychologists. It would be a bonanza for them. The state has its own psychologists and it should use them, says Jim. 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and we cannot even access services for children with needs, says Richard. And another one here, back to something that was said earlier. I also pay for everything and get nothing. However, I don't want €30 a week. I want a health system that functions and for my adult children to be able to afford to move out before they give up all hope and join their sibling abroad. That from Tina. You can still get in touch, 51551.